hurt and angry? Have you ever been so hurt and angry that you refused to let anyone point you back to God? I had a neighbor who was anxiously awaiting the birth of her first grandbaby, a little girl. Her daughter was in the delivery room, and she was bubbling over with anticipation when the doctors approached her to tell her that both her daughter and granddaughter were gone due to complications. I can't imagine the hurt, betrayal, and loss that she felt. She posted on social media that no one was to tell her to go to God. She was so angry with God, she didn't even want to hear His name. Eventually, time did its thing and she learned to love again. A friend recently told me that she thinks her back is turned partway against God. I told her, maybe because she is turning back to Him. She said, maybe. I remember sitting in my own yard holding the body of my dog who had just taken the UPS Express to heaven, screaming at God, demanding to know why. He let me scream like a child, but He didn't leave me. He just kept working and waiting. He waited on my broken neighbor. He is waiting on my back-turned friend. He's such a gentleman that He patiently continues to love, care for, and protect you while you stomp your feet and scream. Our compassionate Father puts His arms around us in an invisible bumper pad and lets us get it out. When we have finally exhausted ourselves from our tantrum, there is room for the Holy Spirit to rise up within, bringing with Him peace and comfort. Father loves you enough to ask you to share your feelings with Him and promises to still be there when you are ready. I knew you were a God who is merciful and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in grace, and that you relent from inflicting punishment. Jonah 4:2. Then I will be joyful in Adonai, the Lord. I will rejoice in His salvation. Psalm 35:9. What hurts do you need to let go of today?